SS Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is for the analog-minded, a little something for those of us who prefer typewriters and transistor radios, and venturing off the path of mainstream music. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We're going to get started with some very cool music. This is a tune that I really, really loved back in the day. It's a great song, whether you find it on a 45 or find it on an album. This is Argent. Hold Your Head Up. We'll be right back. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be taking a look at various albums and records and even tapes and 78s and reel-to-reels and 8-tracks that you might find at a rummage sale or in your grandfather's attic. And this is program number 4 in the series, so we're really kind of getting into it. Right now I've got a song by a group called Dando Shaft from their album An Evening With. This was released on Decca Records in 1970. And they started out as a 5-piece folk band, and Dando Shaft initiated a completely unique mixture of acoustic folk. None of the instruments are electrically amplified. And they really get into some driving rhythms and impeccable inventive musicianship. Dando Shaft is Ted Kaye on percussion, Dave Cooper on guitar, Kevin Dempsey on bass and guitar, Martin Jenkins, the late Martin Jenkins, wonderful mandolin player who also plays flute, and Roger Bullen on bass. So, digging into the files and the archives, this is a song from Dando Shaft. It's called Rain.
Now Say the word that loosens your tongue. It's the same kind of feeling that you had when you was younger. When this world, it was a different place. There was a smile on everybody's face. The same thing can happen again when everybody in this world is friends.
Just like a fish out of the water, like a woodsman. Get back to where you all belong.
some more music by Dando Shaft. That was a tune called Cold Wind from their album An Evening with Dando Shaft. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to thank you for tuning in, taking excursions down the dusty roads and back alleys and the lower shelves of the thrift shop and places that haven't seen the light of day musically in quite some time. I've got a track now by a band called the Cactus Rose Project. They released a 7-inch single, I believe, back in the day on Mars Records. It's two tracks, two songs. The songs were recorded at somebody's house, literally. And that's literally about all I know about them. So, without further ado, this is the Cactus Rose Project with a tune called Jelly.
Thank you.
Jazz bagpipes. Who can't love that? Man, awesome. That's a group called Bros in Co-op from their one and only 7-inch vinyl single and a cover of Listen Here. Before that, we heard Sherlock Holmes Investigation with Modisa and the Cactus Rose Project with a song called Jelly. All of these totally obscure, hard to find albums and tunes that you need to scour those thrift shops for, those flea markets. And that's why we're called Radio Thrift Shop. In case you're keeping score, during the past half hour, we've heard Argent with Hold Your Head Up, Dando Shaft with Rain, and another tune, Cold Wind. Sun Bear with Friends, released on the Bill Graham's Fillmore label. Cactus Rose Project, Jelly, Sherlock Holmes Investigation, Modesa, and Bros in Co-op, Listen Here. I guess that's a little redundant, but I guess it's also better than not knowing what you're listening to at all, although I do certainly love mystery. This is DJ Frederick, and we're going to go back to the Sherlock Holmes Investigation for just a moment. Carl, oh, by the way... Sometime in the next few minutes, I'm going to be playing some music, a 78 record that was recorded by a throat singing cowboy, so please stay tuned for that. Yes, back to Sherlock Holmes Investigation. Carl Sherlock Holmes started gigging in the early 60s, and he had a band called Carl Holmes and the Commanders, and they recorded an album back in 1962 called Twist Party at the Round Table. Later on, he recorded a couple of 45s for the Parkway and Verb labels, and in May of 1966, he gigged with Jimi Hendrix, but never recorded with Jimi Hendrix. And after a final 45 for a local Philadelphia label, Blackjack, the group disbanded, and Carl formed the Sherlock Holmes Investigation, which was a solid outfit, but backed by a strong rhythm section with congas, vibes, flute, organ, and sax. I believe they released one and only LP, and a couple of tunes from that LP have just been released on 7-inch vinyl singles by Tramp Records in Germany. So we're going to hear the flip side of that 7-inch single with a tune called Black Bag.
In the country, over in the hills, our eyes were fire, and the night was still.
We're the newborn children of the world, to the gladiators we've been hurled, shivering through the night, together. Dance, gypsy child, set your songs to the morning. Sing, child, cause a new day is dawning.
All she wore was a string of pearls. I see her turn, I see her whirl.
When the night has given way, welcome the light of the day, yeah. We've got to chase away the darkness. Whoa, whoa. Dance, gypsy child, set your beautiful songs to the morning. Sing, gypsy child, cause a new day is dawning.
Thank you.
gypsy child, set your songs to the morning. Say,
gypsy child, 'cause a new day is dawning.
Great tune called Gypsy Child, released on a 7-inch single on the ATCO label by Mike Corbett and Jay Hirsch. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Right now, I'm going to play a 78, and actually, I'm going to play both sides of the 78. This is a major mystery of sorts. It's a tune called The Lonesome Cowboy, Parts 1 and 2, recorded by Arthur Miles in Dallas, Texas in 1927 for the Victor record label. He's the only artist that I've heard who can yodel and throat sing in the same song. Very, very unique, and especially for its time, completely unheard in the United States, to my knowledge. Throat singing, of course, is a technique in which the singer manipulates the harmonic resonances created as the air travels from their lungs past their vocal folds and out of the lips to produce a melody. And it is mostly known from singers in Mongolia or Tuva, but there are throat singing techniques that are used in all parts of the world by various cultures in Sardinia, South Africa, and by the Inuit people. But just how Arthur Miles came across this technique, or did he figure it out for himself, that is a total mystery, especially how did he come across this technique in the 1920s when this music hadn't been heard in continental United States. Very, very, very intriguing mystery. In fact, there is basically nothing known about Arthur Miles himself. Nobody knows whether he was a Caucasian person, a black person, a Native American person. All we know about him, basically, is that he was a singing cowboy and that he recorded two songs that were released by RCA Victor in 1927. Although I think the record itself was released in 1928. So without further ado and without further rambling, we're going to listen to both parts of Arthur Miles' 78 called The Lonesome Cowboy.
A group of jolly cowboys on a Franklin ranch one night, their heads up on a saddle and a campfire's burning bright. Some were telling stories and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes while the hours rolled along. Began talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeddy-o-dee-o-lay, yeddy-o-lay-o. dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle, and he gazed the rough crowd o'er, said, boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more.
Both sides of a 78 recorded by Arthur Miles back in 1927. And if we think that, you know, old songs dealt with all kinds of sunny things and bright things, that song definitely sets the record straight. Murder, violence, guilt, and remorse. Wow. And an incredible, incredible song. And just wanted to share that with you here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And this is DJ Frederick. We're coming down toward the end of the show. And if you were in a thrift shop here and there, you might find an old 7-inch single, not that old, but from the 1990s, by a band called Clock Strikes 13. We're going to hear, let's see, this was released on Tinseltone Records in the United Kingdom, but I think it was mostly distributed around Philadelphia here in the United States. I'm going to hear a tune called I Blinked My Eyes and you were gone. Here's Clock Strikes 13.
Thank you.
Philadelphia band Clock Strikes 13. I blinked my eyes and you were gone. They were a band that released a number of 7-inch singles but never actually released an album back in the 1990s. Well, it is time for me to be gone. I want to say thank you for listening to Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, keep the analog faith, embrace your loved ones, and embrace your community wherever you may be on the planet. I will be back next week at this time with more thrift shop finds and more flea market funk.